Today we're going to do Kiddush and Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. We are holding up the two dots on the top of the page, second line of the page. Amr of Nachman. So the Gemara is going to discuss brothers who are dividing up Yerusha, and there's a mistake in the division, in the way they divide it up. Amr of Nachman, ha'achin shechalko harein kilukuchos. We treat them as if they each one is buying out the other one's portion of the Yerusha, and they're exchanging it for the portion that they receive. So they have the same din as someone who buys anything from anyone else, and therefore all the regular dinim of ona'a apply. The dinim of ona'a are dinim of overcharging, of things like that. All the normal dinim apply, and those dinim are as follows. Pachos mishsus nikna mekach. If the inaccuracy is off by less than 1/6, then the kinyan is binding. Yasar al shus, if it's more than 1/6, batal mekach, then it disqualifies the entire kinyan. Shusus, if it's exactly 1/6, kana umachzer ona'a, then the kinyan is binding, but you do have to pay back the extra to even things out. Amarava hada amran, that which we say that pachos mishsus nikna mekach, that if it's less than 1/6, that the sale is binding. Lo amran el delo shav yishliach, that's only if you didn't make a shliach to divide it for you. Av yishav yishliach, but if you had made a shliach to divide it for you, amar, the guy can say l'tkune shedarticha, I sent you to help me out v'lo li'ivusi, and not to mess me up. So therefore the whole shlichus is null and void, because I didn't send you to do something bad for me. I sent you only to do something good for me. V'hada amran yasim shus batel mekach, and that which we say that more than 1/6, the mekach is batel, entirely batel, and we redivide the estate. Lo amran el delo amar nifligan b'shuma de bedina. That's only if he didn't say let's divide it based on an assessment of beis din. Aval amar niflug b'shuma de bedina. But if he said let's divide it based on the assessment of Beis Din, then no matter how big the mistake is, Mechor and Kayim, the sale is still going to be binding, because that was Beis Din's assessment. Ditna, and the Mishnah teaches us in Ksuvus, Shuma Dayanim Shepi Shusus, O Siru Shusus, if the Dayanim make an assessment, and they're off by 1/6 in one direction or the other, Mechor and Batel. The Mechor is Batel, the whole sale is not binding. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Mechor and Kayim, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, it is binding. V'had Amran, Shusus, Kano, Machzer, Ona'a, and that which we say, that if it's off by 1/6, so the Kinyan is binding, but you have to pay back whatever it's off by, Lomrel bin Metaltil, is only when it comes to Metaltilin, to movable objects, Aval bin Mekarkai, but when it comes to land, Ein ona'a l'karkos. Very important concept. Ein ona'a l'karkos. There's no din of ona'a when it comes to land. Land is not, there's no such thing as mispricing land, as overpaying, underpaying. There's no dinim of ona'a when it comes to land. Ona'a are the dinim of mispricing. So very important main point over here. The how would we say this? When brothers divide an estate, if it's off by less than 1/6, it's binding so long as it wasn't done through a shliach. If it's off by more than 1/6, B, A is if it's off by less than 1/6, it's binding so long as it wasn't done through a shliach. B, if it's off by more than 1/6, it's not binding unless they had submitted to the assessment of Beis Din. And if it's off by exactly 1/6, they have to return the extra so long as it's not about karka, so long as it wasn't about land. Says the Gemara, ubi mekarkai lo amran el depalug bi iluya. This din by karka, that there's no din of ona'a, is only when they divided karka based on an assessment. The father left a whole bunch of different fields in different places, some good ones, some bad ones, and one of them took his chelek in a good field, and the other one took a larger piece of a bad field, and they had assessed that they're equal in value to each other. The smaller good field and the larger bad field are equal in value to each other. And then it turns out that they made a mistake. That's where there's no ona'a. Aval polug b'mishchasa. But if they were dividing it just by measuring it out, it was one piece of land, and it's all the same quality, and they were going to measure it out to divide it evenly, and they just messed up in the measuring, then lo. Then we don't say there's no din of ona'a. Then there actually is a din of ona'a. And if because it's such an obvious measuring error, kidda rabba, like rabba teaches, dama rabba called dover shab midiv shab mishkal shab minyan, anything that could be measured or weighed or counted, afilu pachas mikdei ona'a, na michal zer. Even if it's off by a little bit, the dinim of the whole agreement would be null and void. So main point number two, any time something is off in a measurement, a weight, or a counting, the dinim of ana'a don't apply. The whole thing is null and void. So says Gemara, the Gemara goes back to discuss shlichus, and now we're going to get into the topic of shlichus l'dvar avera. V'haditnan, that which we learned in the Mishnah Baba Kama, hashaleh hasabei rabbi yadchei rishayta v'katan, a person gives a coal, a burning coal, in the hand of a deaf mute or a deranged person or a child who doesn't have the ability to guard it and to make sure it doesn't damage, patr midinei adam. The bezin cannot be mechayev the person who gave the hot coal to pay the damage. The bezin can't make him pay the damage because he didn't do the damage directly. But v'chayev b'dinei shemayim. But up in shemayim, he's going to be chayev for doing such a stupid thing. Shilach b'yad pikeach. If he gave an intelligent adult a hot coal, pikeach chayev. And then that intelligent adult lights something on fire. Well, that intelligent adult is going to be chayev, not the mishaleach, even b'dinei shemayim. V'amai, so says Gemara, why is the guy who you gave it to going to be chayev to pay? Neima shluch shalom kamoso. Can't he say, well, you're the one that sent me with this hot coal to light the building on fire, so I'm your shliach. You should be the one that's chayev. You sent me. Says the Gemara, very important concept. Shiny Yasim is different over there. Here's the concept. De'ein shliach l'dvar avera. The concept of shlichus does not apply when it comes to doing an avera. Da'amrinan, another important concept, because we say, divrei harav, divrei atalmid, divrei mishomim. That if the master tells you one thing and the student tells you something else, who do you think you should listen to? Meaning, God tells you don't burn someone's house down. And this fellow, your friend, told you, yeah, go burn someone's house down. You should have had the seichel to know that you listen to God, you don't listen to your friend. And therefore, if you burn someone's house down, it's your fault, it's not the guy who told you to do it. V'haditanya shliach shalo asu shlichuso shliach ma'el. And that which we say when it comes to hegdish money, where you made a mistake and you thought that it was chulin money, and you gave it to a shliach to buy something with it, that even though but the shliach didn't do exactly what you asked him to do, he bought something else, shliach ma'el, it's the shliach that has violated me'ila, because he didn't do exactly what you asked him to do, so he was acting on his own accord to misuse the hekdesh money. But if he did exactly what you told him to do, you took hekdesh money, not realizing that it's hekdesh money, you gave it to the shliach, and you said, here, shliach, do me a favor, buy me a bagel with cream cheese. And he goes and he buys a bagel with cream cheese. Bal habayis ma'al, the one who sent him is in violation of the mi'ilah. Ki asu shlichus de bal habayis mi'a ma'al. What do you see from there? That even though I sent him to do an aveira, when he listens to me, I'm the one that's responsible. Amai, neima ein shliach l'dvar avera. Why should I be the one that's responsible? Shouldn't we say that there's no shlichus for dvar avera? It says, Mara, shiny mi'ila. No, mi'ila is different. The yalfa chet chet mitruma. That there's a gzeres shava that we learn chet chet from truma. Ma truma mashvi shliach. Just like by truma we learned, you can appoint a shliach af mi'ila nami, af mi'ila mashvi shliach. So by mi'ila also, you can appoint a shliach. So the Gemara asks, well, if we learn mi'ila, the concept of that shlichus works by mi'ila. Mi'ila is an important concept. It means misappropriating kachim money, misappropriating things that belong to kachim. V'nelef mina. Why don't we learn from mi'ila that in general you could have shliach l'dvar avera? That shliach l'dvar avera works. Answers the Gemara, Mishum Davi Mi'ilo Shlichus Yad, Shneksum Avan Kechad. Because there are two places that the Torah teaches me that Shlichus Dvar Avera works. One by Mi'ila, and the other one by Shlichus Yad Bipikadon. Shlichus Yad Bipikadon means, you ask me to watch something for you, and instead of watching it for you, I use it for myself. While I'm supposed to be watching, I'm not supposed to be allowed to use it, I decide to use it for myself. So, I'm going to have to pay the value of the pikadon. If I use it for myself and then something happened to it and it got destroyed, so I'm going to have to pay the value of the pikadon. If I sent a shliach to use it, I'm also going to have to pay. So that's shnei ksuvin aban kechad. Kol shnei ksuvin aban kechad ein melamdim. So we see that those must be the exceptions to the rule, not the rule itself. So says Gemara, well, mi'ila hadi'amrin. I already know the notion that there's a shliach l'dvar avera by mi'ila, that we already said we learned from Truma. Shlichus yad mahi. Where's this din that shlichus yad, even though it's an avera, we apply the concept of shlichus? Titania, because we learn in a brisa that talks about a shomer chinam. And the brisa tells us that a shomer chinam that claims that the object that he was supposed to be watching was stolen, he has to swear that he didn't do anything to it, that he didn't use it without permission, and then he won't have to pay for it, for the fact that it was stolen. And it says in the pasuk that the shomer has to pay al kol dvar pesha, that if he violated, if he was negligent with it, he's going to have to pay. Beishami omrim l'chayev al machshava. Beishami says this teaches that the shomer has to pay even from machshava, that if before it was stolen, the shomer thought about using it for himself, planned on using it for himself, that's kemaisa. It's as if he was shaleich yad, as if he did use it for himself. Beis Hillel says, no, he's only going to be chayiv if he actually used it for himself, not if he just thought about it. Shenemar im lo shalach yado. Pasuk says, if he did not actually use it, he will not have to pay. So Amar Beishami to Beis Hillel, Beishami said to Beis Hillel, velo nemar al kol dvar pesha, but it does say al kol dvar pesha, which makes it sound like you don't need to do an action in order to be chayiv. So Amar Lehem Beis Hillel, Beishami, Beis Hillel says, Beishami, velo nemar im lo shalach yado b'mlech tzreheu, but it also says im lo shalach Yadob b'machshreil. Sounds like you do need to do an action. Amr Beishami the Beis Hillel. Beishami said back to the Beis Hillel, Im Kain, if the Shomer is not going to be chayiv, unless he actually physically does something, Al kol dvar pesha lamali. What do you do with the phrase Al kol dvar pesha? Sheyachal eini elahu. Amr la avdol lushlucho minayin. So says the Beis Hillel, no, because I would have thought that only if the Shomer himself used it is he going to be chayiv. But if he told his Eved or his Shaliach to use it, I would have thought he's going to be Pater. How do I know he's Chayiv even there? Tamalomar Al-Kol Devar Pesha. That's what I learned from Al-Kol Devar Pesha. So there you have it, that Shlichus Yad Bipikadon is an example of something where there's Yesh Shliach Ledvar Avera. I'm a Shomer. I didn't use the item myself. I sent a shliach to use the item for me. And nevertheless, yesh shliach l'dvar avera. It's my problem if my shliach does what I told him and uses the item. So main point, even though, generally speaking, ein shliach l'dvar avera, we have two exceptions. When I send a shliach to do me'ila, and when I send a shliach to be shaleich yad bipikadon, to use an item that I'm supposed to be watching. Well, says the Gemara, this answer doesn't work according to Beis Shammai, it only works according to Beis Hillel, because hanich le-Beis Hillel, that works very well according to Beis Hillel, who learns from Al-Kol Dvar Pesha that shlichus actually works by shlichus yad bipikadon. El Beis Shammai, demukmin la-haikra b'machshav v'kamaisa, but according to Beis Shammai, who uses that pasuk to teach me that even planning on using it is considered shlichus yad, So, minay. Why can't, so then there is no second din where we have shliach l'dvar avera. We only have one din where there's shliach l'dvar avera, and that's by mi'ila. So why can't I derive it straight from mi'ila, that shliach l'dvar avera should work in kol ha'Torah kula? So answers the Gemara, mishum dava mi'ila tvicha mechira shnei ksuvin aban kechad. Kol shnei ksuvin aban kechad ein melamdin. It's because mi'ila and tvicha mechira are considered shnei ksuvin aban kechad. The payment that the Torah says you have to pay when you steal an ox or a sheep and you shecht it or you sell it, so over there also you have to pay even if you did it through a shliach. So there are two places where the Torah teaches us yei shliach l'dvar avera, even according to the Beis Shammai, and therefore we learn that in the rest of Torah, ein shliach l'dvar avera. So the Beis Hashem, next time we'll pick up with how we know that by tvicha mechila there is yesh shliach l'dvar avera.